98.7 FM Cool Kids in a Radio Show. Sit back and relax as you jam with the best in RBES.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was.
Good morning and welcome back to the Cool Kids and Radio Show. It's going to be another great week at RBE. On this week's show, we get the scoop on how St. Patrick's Day got started. Hear from Ms. Watson about competency-based learning at RBE, get a recap from Ms. Kay about how Career Day went, and Calla, Ada, and Paris highlight two more teachers in our school, Ms. Larita and Ms. Carter. So sit back and relax as you jam with the best at RBES.
Con los terroristas.
Ouch! Stop pinching me. I hate when people do that on St. Patrick's Day, just because I don't wear green. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, Victoria Windham did some research to discover more about the history of St. Patrick's Day. Let's take a listen.
Green shirts?
Check.
Green pants?
Check.
Green balloons?
Check.
Green ribbon?
Wait. What's all this for?
Oh, that's my leprechaun outfit for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Hi, I'm Wyndham.
And I'm Victoria.
I can hardly wait for St. Patrick's Day.
Neither can I.
I was just doing some research before I went through the checklist, and I saw...
Whoa, it says a leprechaun was known as a small, grouchy guy. I thought they were always happy.
And the shamrock was really a symbol of pride.
You know, wouldn't it be cool to go to Germany or Australia?
Of course. Did you know St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in all of those places too?
Really?
Yeah, they even celebrate it in the International Space Station.
Cool. Well, I have everything on my checklist.
And I've taught you all about St. Patrick's Day.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Wyndham.
And until next time, signing off.
I like making art because it helps me play basketball and lets me do community service.
I like making art because it helps me with my homework and helps me do better in class.
Guess what else I like about making art? It provides college scholarships to high school students at Whitehall.
Make Your Mark, developing global citizens through leadership, academics, and athletics. Visit us at www.makeyourmarkfound.org.
About St. Patrick's Day makes me think about how lucky we are to be at a school like RBE, where learning is fun and engaging every day. Did you know Red Bank was featured in a competency-based blog called Competency Works, Learning on the Cutting Edge? Victoria and Wyndham sat down with Ms. Watson to discuss this incredible recognition for our school. Back over to you guys.
And blogs.
Oh, yes. Did you hear that our school was on the blog not too long ago about our learning here at RBE?
I didn't. Let's talk to Ms. Watson to learn more about it and what the blog was about.
Ms. Watson, in the blog, the words competency learning are mentioned many times. Can you explain to our listeners what this phrase means?
Good job, Victoria, on competency. That's a big word, and there are other words that we think mean about the same thing. And proficiency is one of those. So sometimes students may think, I'm proficient at this. That means I'm competent at it. I can do it. So that's just another way that we use that kind of language. So what does it mean? Just what I said. It means you can do it. So what we want students to do is be able to know what it is they have to learn and know when they've learned it, know when they're proficient at it, know when they're competent at it. And then when they've done that, then they can move on to the next level of learning.
Miss Watson, we also saw the quote, if a student's brain has developed enough to memorize simple facts, why we expect them to do so? What does this mean?
Well, when we're born, our brains start to develop in different areas and at different times. And so in schools, we talk about things that are developmentally appropriate. So your brain develops at a certain rate, and at certain times, it's appropriate to learn particular ways. If you think about little toddlers and children who are not quite walking, they handle things a lot with their hands. They want to grab things, feel things, sometimes put them in their mouths, just explore them. And so sometimes our youngest learners still need to be able to handle things. When they're learning about math facts, for instance, they just need to be able to handle five objects and recognize that as five and start to learn that kind of way before they start to learn things that represent a number. So a number is a symbol, like the number two is a symbol for two objects.
We work on lots of lessons with the seven habits. How would you say this has impacted our students' learning?
We wanted to use the seven habits at our school because we think that they're going to help students with being self-directed, with owning their own behaviors, and knowing how important it is to be responsible for yourself first with those first three habits, and then with the next three, realizing how important it is to be able to work with others. So in the century that we live in, there are four words that we hear a lot that are important for students to be able to be successful in the future, and they are critical thinking, collaboration, communication, and creativity. So you can see that those things also have to do with how you work yourself and how you work with others.
We as students get lots of voice in how we learn, including SOPs, shared visions, and much more. What are your thoughts on this, Ms. Watson?
Well, if you want to be student leaders, which is what we work for with the seven habits, then you've got to decide how does this classroom and this school look in order for us to be able to do our best. So when we come up with our shared vision, and then in your classroom, your code of cooperation and your standard operating procedures, that makes everything run more smoothly. Now, there's a step that sometimes classrooms forget, and you have to monitor how you're doing against that code of cooperation or those standard operating procedures and stop at the end of the day and say, how did we do with this? So it just creates the environment where we're able to be self-directed learners.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
I enjoy the way we learned here at RBE.
And I'm glad Ms. Watson could answer my questions.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Winib.
Signing off.
Come on, little doggy. Sit.
Aww.
Sit.
You train your little doggy?
Yeah, shake.
Aw, maybe it's grumpy. You know, maybe it's lunchtime.
Oh, right. It is lunchtime. Chomp. Little doggy.
It's okay. But does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
A little doggy, a big bite. Little doggy starting at $1.29. And don't forget half-price slushies every day at happy hour. This is how you sign it.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away.
Wow,
How awesome is that to be recognized nationally for learning? Way to go, Roadrunners! One way we can take that learning and apply it is by fulfilling our dreams through reaching our career-ready goals. We talked to Ms. K about how Career Day went two Fridays ago.
Hi, my name is Pierce.
Hi, my name is Ada.
Hi, my name is Kylie.
We are here to discuss Career Day with our guidance counselor,
Ms. K. Career Day is an awesome day created by our guidance counselors to help us learn about jobs. Welcome to the show.
Why do you think having a career day is important?
I think Career Day is important because it gives boys and girls a chance to see how what they learn in school every day, like reading and writing and math and teamwork, is used by grown-ups every day in their jobs.
What do you like about seeing kids have fun learning about what they want to do when they grow up?
Career Day this year was a little bit different than we've had in the past. In the past, boys and girls have just sat and listened to Career Day presenters. This year, we wanted to have a way for boys and girls to be more engaged and more active in learning about careers. So I was very excited to see that they learned about careers, but they also had fun. And I could tell by the writing that I received after Career Day that some of the students did, that they did learn a lot about their careers, even though they were doing things and having fun. And that makes learning more enjoyable and last longer.
What types of careers were represented Friday?
We had a wide range of careers. In the fall, Ms. Zawinski helped boys and girls learn about the 16 different career clusters, and we had careers in about 14 out of the 16 career clusters. Some were very different. We had a packaging engineer from Coca-Cola. We had a lady that takes care of wild animals that are in distress through the Carolina Wildlife. We had engineers from Michelin. We also had the health science represented by nursing programs. We had some of our high school teachers come and talk about their programs. We had boys and girls that got to dissect a sheep's heart, and that was done with the help of high school students from White Knoll High School. We had one of our teachers from River Bluff High School come and talk about all the different kinds of careers there might be in the arts. So we really had lots and lots of different careers. We even had a parent come and talk about banking.
Is there anything else our listeners should know about Career Day?
Absolutely. Career Day is just one day, but hopefully it got students thinking about their careers and wondering about different careers out there that they might be interested in. Right now, boys and girls might be a little young to know exactly what they want to do when they grow up, and it might change over time, but you're not too young to keep learning every day. You have people in your life who go to work, and asking them about their careers, learning about what they do, asking questions. You can learn about careers every day, not just on Career Day, by talking to the adults in your life and learning more about what they do. So part of leading is being a learner, even when you're not in school.
Roadrunners, I hope you took advantage of this day. Have a day like this is a great way to begin with the end in mind. Thanks to those who come and present and to Ms. K for organizing it.
Goodbye, Ms. K. Thanks for being on the show.
Ring.
What sounds good for lunch?
Beef and cheese.
Yeah, with bacon, portobello mushrooms, all hot and melty. So Wendy's.
Wendy's, definitely. Well, let's go.
What's that behind your back?
Leave ordinary behind with Wendy's portobello melt. Apple with smoked bacon, rich portobellos, and melty cheddar sauce. Unleash the power of the melt. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
Oh,
Day. Thank you so much to our guidance counselors for planning such an incredible learning event. Speaking of other amazing people who serve at RBE, Calla interviewed Ms. Carter, a student teacher in Mr. Sellers and Ms. Van's class, about her inspiration to become a teacher.
Hi, my name is Calla, and I'm here with Ms. Carter. She is our awesome student teacher for our class, and I'm here to talk about her job. If you don't already know what a student teacher is, it is someone learning to be a teacher. She has been working in my class. Welcome to the show. What inspired you to become a student teacher?
I always loved playing school when I was little, and I love kids now, so it just felt like a natural fit.
What is a student teacher's responsibility?
There are lots of responsibilities for a student teacher. I have to learn how to be a good teacher and make sure that the students learn everything that they're supposed to.
What is your favorite part of learning to be a teacher?
Definitely student teaching, because I get to work with all of y'all, and it's a lot of fun.
Do you think that you will still want to be a teacher in the future?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have any pets?
I have a Yorkie named Gabby.
What is your most favorite vacation you have ever been on?
That's a hard one. I've been on lots of good vacations, but I think my most favorite is when I went to the beach this summer for my honeymoon.
What is your favorite food to eat?
Spaghetti.
Well, that sounds like a great future job. I might want to do that when I grow up. Thanks for being on the show.
Ms. Carter wants to be a teacher. I've thought about becoming a teacher, too, when I grow up. We have another amazing teacher in our school who teaches our STEM class. She recently won a grant to get cool coding devices in the classroom for us to use. Her name is Ms. Loretta. Paris, Ada, and Kylie caught up with her.
Hi, my name is Ada.
Hi, my name is Kylie.
And we are here with the best teacher in STEM, Ms. Loretta! Welcome to the show.
What STEM projects do you think or know that kids will like?
Well, right now, all the projects we're doing are super fun and awesome. Kindergarten through second are working with Kiva planks, which are these blocks that are specially made to make really big structures with, like buildings or towers. So they have some challenges with that. Third and fourth graders are using the little bits from the Mid-Carolina Electric Company grant that I received back in the fall. So that's awesome. And then fifth grade has just started a Rube Goldberg project where they have to make something happen in a crazy way. So there's lots of steps to make something simple happen. So those are all really fun right now.
What inspired you to become a great science, math, engineering teacher, and technology teacher?
Well, actually, I went to school to be an early childhood teacher, so to teach kindergarten through third grade. And when I started at Red Bank, I ended up being asked by Ms. Watson if I'd like to teach STEM. And then I found out that I had a really big passion for it, and I really enjoyed it. So I've just kind of stayed in STEM since then, and I've just kind of kept on teaching it.
What advice do you have for kids who want to grow up to be a STEM teacher?
Well, first of all, I want to encourage girls and boys to not just want to become STEM teachers, but to go into the STEM field. And there are tons and tons of different types of jobs. It's not just one kind, as we've been talking about in class. So I would definitely recommend in middle and in high school taking STEM classes, taking science and math, and also getting in your computer programming. We do a lot of coding here in STEM. and they have classes in middle and high school just for that. So I would continue seeing what there is to do in STEM and seeing if it's something that you'd like to do when you get older.
What do you like about teaching and seeing students learn, and how does it make you feel?
What I really love about STEM is that when kids come in here, you have to fail a lot, right? Girls, you failed a lot in here, right?
Yeah.
So the best part is when you have failed 5 or 6 times and I'm watching, and then all of a sudden it works, and the excitement that comes from that, and you can just see everything clicking. So in STEM, we talk about how failing is learning, and how failing is needed in order to make it better. If you don't fail, you're not really succeeding. So getting to that point of when kids realize that they're learning through failure is the best part of STEM for me. And then seeing them continue on and continue to improve after that.
What do you like about Red Bank?
Well, I love Red Bank. It's my home. I've been here for 5 years now, and I love all the people that work here. We have great teachers and staff, and I love the kids. I think I love the kids the most, though.
What do you like about kids?
What do I like about kids? I like having fun. And I like being goofy at times, so I like that I can do that with my students. I love that kids have a view of the world that adults don't see very often anymore, so it's nice to get a different perspective. And kids think really cool, and they don't have limitations, so it's just neat to see all the things that kids are capable of.
Roadrunners without Miss Larita... Miss Larita, we would not have fun projects like we do in Miss Larita's class. Thank you for being on our best teacher or STEM, math, science, and technology. We love you, Miss Larita!
So many amazing things happening in RBE, and what a lucky bunch of kids we are to have so many amazing people surrounding us and our learning. Roadrunners, keep up the good work and come back next week as you jam with the best at RBES.